So, I mean, it's like buildings are great because, you know, I can just endlessly. And what I love about buildings, too, is you shoot them in the daytime or morning light, and then you come back at night.
Different personality.
Totally. Buildings have, they live and breathe, and they have different personalities and different times of day, and they react to weather, and they react differently in the winter than they do in the summertime. So, yeah. So, architecture is just an easier path for me.
Okay.
And I think that's true of a lot of life. You know, you just kind of. I don't want to say the path of least resistance, but I think a lot of artists sort of go with what feels natural, and mm-hmm. eventually you find what that talent is that seemingly makes something hard easier.
Sure. So who were some of the photographers once you got rolling with photography that you connected with that inspired you?
Yeah, well, early on it was like, you know, the early masters. I loved Edward Weston. I liked some of the more abstract guys, too, like Aaron Siskind, and I didn't love Ansel Adams. That was the other thing, is I think the big landscapes, it was very hard to kind of carve your own path in landscape photography when Ansel was so dominant. But Brassai, you know, he's the eye of Paris. Brassai really helped foster my love of night photography because he shot Paris at night in the 20s and 30s and 40s.
Sure.
He was amazing. So I was always studying like Paris. And then I noticed correlations between Paris and Grand Rapids, ironically. It's because
really?
Town with a river through it, some beautiful bridges. They were lit, street lamps. I started to notice the city, and I sort of take it on. I would look for things, or I wouldn't look for them necessarily, but I began to recognize little elements of Grand Rapids that I saw in the images of Brassai, or even just patterns, crack paint. And
so you would want to draw people's attention to that in a certain way through kind of paralleling Paris?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, maybe it wasn't intentionally, but I remember there's one particular image of mine that I took early on of the Gillette Bridge, and people would go, oh my gosh, that looks like Venice.
Okay.
Just a reaction. I had no idea it was Grand Rapids. And
right.
That was sort of the early hook. And
sure.
I think, you know, when I started, it was way before Flickr, no digital cameras, no web.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really the only person that I knew that was kind of really exploring Grand Rapids at night.
Okay.
In black and white. And so, you know, we just... I just sort of mind that because I didn't see a lot of that. I saw postcard images. I saw, you know, the normal landmarks, but I didn't really go that way. I went for those vignettes, those lampposts and things.
Now, you mentioned you started out, you know, before digital, so you're developing film. What was it like to transition from one to the other?
Yeah, it was a little slower for me. I didn't convert right away, mostly because so much of my clientele were architects, and they really required still at that point to use a 4x5 camera, you know, really correct the perspective. And so I went fully digital in 2004, so it's been, what, 8 years or so.
Okay.
And I can't even remember the last time I shot a piece of film.
You think that there's anything people are missing out on, you know, now that they're shooting digital versus film?
Well, I think, yeah, exposure, and there's some technical stuff. I think, you know, you learn a lot from trying to express a negative in the darkroom.
Sure.
Especially one that might be a little overexposed or underexposed.
Mm-hmm.
You learn more about light and how it interacts on the film plane.
Sure.
And controlling contrast and the darks and the blacks. And I think that would be the main thing. I see a lot of students' work, and I have people job shadow me, or the people still want to show me their work occasionally, and they oversaturate, or they oversharpen, or they push the technology a little too far.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, not to say that an analog background is necessary to be successful, but I think that at a glance, I think that's what people don't get.
So what point was it that you decided you wanted to pursue a career in photography?
Well, early on, I had some success early on, and so it sort of led to its own path. And I guess my biggest break is I was still taking classes at GRCC, and I was doing these nighttime images of the city and the river in black and white. And I decided on my own, I'm sure you remember the grandmother of all coffee shops in Grand Rapids was Four Friends Coffee Shop downtown, right by Rosa Parks Circle. And they had a program. You could just, if you were an artist, you could go show the owner the work. And if it was safe, not that there was some high bar, but if, you know, they just said, if you want to do a show, you can have wall space. Just want to know what you're hanging type of thing.
Sure, of course.
So I showed, I gathered about 13 images of the river, and I tried to cultivate my first little exhibition for no reason other than I don't know why, but I thought I would have a little show.
Sure.
And so I knew a coffee shop that would let people hang art.
Why not give it a shot?
Give it a shot, man. Yeah. Throw my hat in the ring. So I did that, and about a couple weeks later, I got a call from some executives at the Amway Grand.
Okay.
And they were redoing the Bentham's Riverfront Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, we're remodeling this restaurant. These look kind of cool, what I'm mm-hmm. seeing at Four Friends Coffee House. Can you show us some more? And I said, sure. But I had put up, like, all the good photos that I had. There was, like, 13. And so I think I stalled for some time. I waited a week or two, and I went out and shot a bunch more around.
Okay.
Just hoping to get to this meeting. And that's what happened. They selected a bunch. Then they hired me to shoot a few more views. And then that was my first, like, big art sale, was to just humbly the nicest hotel in town. The four-star
sure.
hotel was my first big sale.
Wow.
And so that just sort of ignited it from there. It planted in my head I could maybe make a living selling art.
Sure.
And then around that time, I started to really understand how to shoot architecture formally mm-hmm. for architects and express buildings and flatter the design of a building.
Okay.
And then
okay.
And then that sort of, those two worlds merged just enough so I could eke out some type of living.
Right.
Was selling a little bit of black and white Grand Rapids work
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of architecture, getting hired occasionally for architectural work.
Okay.